wanna know my occupation. I get paid to rock the nation. Rolling.
Hold it now.
This morning from the mothership, the Red Velvet Cake Studio.
Roro's in the house, man.
Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning. Where the hell is the Red Velvet Cake? No donuts, nothing. Jay, you could have brought something.
What up, bro?
What's going on? Glad to see everybody here in the Big D, visiting family, having a good time.
Playing golf.
Priorities, dadgummit. Yes. So see you out there at 10:38. All right, then. Chicago. Chicago. I mean, it seems every other week, you know, every weekend, we're talking about violence in Chicago. 10 people killed, 40 folks shot over the weekend. What in the world can be done about the violence in Chicago? So we turn to Reverend James Meeks, also State Senator James Meeks. Sir, good morning.
Good morning, Roland, and how is everybody this morning?
Great. What really can be done? What are there any answers to dealing with this outbreak again of violence in the Windy City?
You know, Roland, I believe that there are some answers. We know that the people who are committing the crimes are largely African-American boys between the ages of 16 and 26. We know that they're high school dropouts at the time that they're committing these crimes, and we know that they're unemployed. I think that one of the things that we have to do is stop the bleeding when they're young. In other words, those between 18 and 14, we have to start providing some supervised recreation, some mentoring. We have to start providing some Little League and Boy Scouts because they're the next generation. We just keep feeding this problem with more African-American boys, more African-American boys. If we would cut it off here and make sure that the 8 through 14-year-olds were not going to go into this cycle, we were going to get them some truant officers, keep them in school, get them some men from churches so that they could be mentored. At least in a few years, we won't keep feeding into what we're doing now.
Now, some folks say, look, flood the zone with police officers because every weekend there's sort of this outbreak of violence. Is that an answer?
Well, if you do that, you're just going to have boys, the ones that are 8 to 14, they're coming up. They're going to go into the same cycle. At some point, we have to stop what's causing the problem. What's causing the problem is illiteracy. What's causing the problem is no being in these boys' lives. What's causing the problem is no hope for a future. So if it's more African-American men in jail than in college, then they don't have anything to look forward to. So at some point, we have to stop it. The only thing we're going to do by flooding the area with more police is send more African-American boys to jail.
You are the Senate Education Committee chairman, and so the problem there is massive cuts are taking place to education all across Chicago, all across Illinois.
Yeah, we're cutting $256 million K through 12. And I hear now some rumors that it would be $500 million. So we're cutting early childhood education by about $30 million. So we're not putting money, our priorities, like I heard you say a few minutes ago about both of our priorities, but we're not putting our priorities first. We're not investing in early childhood. We're not trying to stop the hemorrhaging and the bleeding early. I don't know how much we can do for 16 through 26 other than how about flood the area with jobs?
How do you flood the area with jobs?
Because it's been going on for 40 years, even longer now.
You can't legislate jobs. You can't mandate jobs. How do you do that?
Yeah, but you could try to provide jobs. How about we did this one summer in our church? Very simple. We asked every person in the church to hire a young person for the summer. Every person in the church, we asked them to hire somebody. We were able to get about 450 jobs just by asking.
Okay. And what about the next summer and the summer after that and keeping the program going? Was that able to happen?
We didn't do it, but I bet you we could have done it. We could have just kept asking. Every church could ask. Every business could. You know, All it takes for evil to exist is for good people to sit back and do nothing. So it's not just the church responsibility. It's a radio station responsibility. It's the business community's responsibility. It's everybody in the community to try to provide and to try to come up with an answer.
Well, certainly Chicago desperately needs answers for what continues to be a massive outbreak in violence. Hopefully this weekend there will be some calm there in Chicago. Reverend State Senator James Speaks, we always appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Man, stay on the case. You guys are doing a wonderful job.
Thanks a bunch.
You stay on the case, Rev.
Salem
you
Baptist Church.
All right.
All right.